I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi, I'm Adam Murphy, and this week I have been poring over the science to get an answer to this question from Joe about hard and soft water.
We drink gallons of the stuff in a lifetime, but which is better for us, hard or soft? My skin and hair prefer it soft, but what about teeth and bones? And which do our kidneys prefer?
If you've ever struggled to make water soapy or had to put in the elbow grease to scrub your showerhead free of lime scale, then you're intimately familiar with hard water. It's likely to happen if your water passes through limestone or chalk or gypsum before it reaches your taps. But what exactly is the difference? Well, thankfully, University of Cambridge chemist Liliana Frook's favourite chemical is water, so she's happy to fill us in.
So hard water is the water that has higher content of minerals, mainly calcium and magnesium compound.
That seems like a pretty small change. So what effect can it have on our health?
Health-wise, there haven't been any serious problems associated with drinking soft or hard water. Interestingly, for example, despite a common belief that hard water might cause kidney stones, this has never been correlated.
I don't know about you, but I think no kidney stones is always a plus. Now, Joe's hair and skin don't seem to like hard water, though. Why might that be?
Hard water, on the other hand, because of the high mineral content, might contribute to dry scalp and skin, but only if people already have this kind of conditions. Because it impacts the pH balance of the skin, it might also weaken the natural barrier to pathogens.
Hard water has calcium, and our bones and teeth need calcium. Could there be a benefit to drinking hard water?
Some studies have indeed shown that women that lived in the areas where they predominantly drink hard water, they also have higher bone density at a later age. You know, those correlations are not very clear, and there is no clear difference between drinking hard versus soft water, and there is no harmful effect of one or another.
And maybe it's just because I grew up with it, but I happen to think hard water tastes better. Thanks, Liliana, for answering that one. And next week, we're going batty trying to answer this question from Satish.
How does a bat sleep the whole day by hanging on a tree while being upside down? No effect blood circulation?
So what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. And if you've got a question of your own, you can go to our website, thenakedscientists.com/question. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.